How about that? He wrote that song in 1 hour, and he wrote it a week ago or last weekend. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, we have one more performer. Come on up. We've got Mary Crow and Mark Michaels, and then we're going to have the mini set with Mike Delaney. So Mary and Mark are going to be playing at Amazing Things Sunday from 6 to 6:30 at the, Mary, help me out. What's the name of the?
Just like this is fine.
What's the name of the show at Amazing Things? Cabaret, what is it?
It's the Boston Association of Cabaret Artists Showcase.
There we go.
Songwriter Showcase, and we're going to be the first set with our whole band from 6 to 6:30.
All right, and we're going to get a little preview of that right now with Mary Crow and Mark Michaels. Let's put our hand. Oh, wait a minute. One last public service announcement. Mark Feldman has been taking videos of every performer, and he's been going around handing them out because I've neglected to tell you that if you think about it, you can go back and get it from him rather than make him come to you. And one other piece of announcement is that he posts these on Facebook. So if you don't want your face on Facebook, you need to let Mark know that you want the CD, but not the publicity. How about that? Okay. Without further ado, Mary Crow and Mark Michaels.
It's great to be back at AJC with my friend Mark here. While they're getting ready, I'll just tell you a little bit about. This is a song I wrote pretty recently, and it's about an old blues man named Robert Johnson back in the 1920s. And the story goes that Robert Johnson was a pretty bad guitar player when he started out. In fact, he was so bad that nobody wanted to play with him. So he kind of disappeared off the blues scene for a while, and a couple of months later, he came back. And all of a sudden, he could play anything. He could play better than anybody else. So they kept asking him, "How'd you do it? What'd you do?" And he said, "Well, I went down to the crossroads a little bit before midnight, and a big, tall man came walking up to me, and he said, 'Give me that guitar, I'll tune it for you. And when I give it back, you're going to feel like you have magic in your hands.' So he did. But of course, nothing's free. He had to pay for it. He had to trade his soul. This is the story of Robert Johnson down at the crossroads. Is he coming through?
Can I hear the guitar?
Can you hear?
What's that? It
should be coming through the mic here.
You're on.
Got a little bit. I can hear myself. One of them coming through the house.
All right. So, a 1, 2, 3, 4. I went down to the crossroads in the middle of the night, and that's where I met the man. And he took my guitar and he tuned it up. And when I start to play, I got magic in my hands. And the only thing I had to promise was that I'd be his someday. Well, when you're down and out, you don't have much of a soul, so it seems an easy price to pay. Well, I'm a two-bit player in a two-bit band, and I never seem to get ahead. But now that I got the magic in my hands, I can riff on any tune that comes into my head. And I'm making money and I'm fooling high, and I'm leaving all my friends behind. And nobody knows that I've been to hell, and nobody knows what troubles my mind. Devil with the magic in my hands, and I'm drinking and I'm running wild. I leave my wife on the very night that she was having my child. When I heard she died, I didn't even cry. I just played like there's no tomorrow. And I buried my grief in the magic in my hand so I wouldn't have to feel the sorrow. Now some people say that I traded my soul, and that's how I ruined my life. And some people say that I went insane because of the death of my wife. But either way, I'm unforgiven, and I carry a heavy load. And all I got is this magic in my hands, my guitar in the open road. If you go down to the crossroads in the middle of the night, they say you will meet the man. And if you hand him your guitar, he will tune it up. And when you start to play, you got magic in your hands. And the only thing you got to promise is that you'll be his someday. But when you're down and out, you don't have much of a soul, so it seems an easy price to pay. It seems an easy price to pay. It seems an easy price to pay. There's a little postscript to this song, which is that Robert Johnson died at age 27. He was poisoned by the husband of some woman he was running around with. And people said, well, what do you expect when you fool around with the devil? Thank you.
So let's give another hand to Mary Crow and Mark Michaels.